News Nation's national security contributor, Lieutenant General Richard Newton, joins us. Good morning, sir. My question to you is, what effect do you think President Biden's meetings in Israel yesterday had on their war plans?
Well, good morning, Bob. President Biden will address the nation tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern time, I believe, in the Oval Office. I think his trip accomplished a couple things. First, obviously... Right on the immediate heels of that, really the hospital that was attacked, and it is now, it's irrefutable that it was from a Gaza-based rocket, likely from a subgroup inside of Gaza. And so that evidence was brought forth not only by Israel from drone footage, but also from obviously communications between Hamas leaders and President Biden as well. So that's significant. The other aspect of this, he obviously showed U.S. resolve and didn't back down from that, which I think is a good thing. I think moving forward, in terms of Israel and the support, they're getting backed into even more of a corner because of that rocket that landed and killed several hundred people, apparently, in Gaza. And so moving forward, the Israelis are still waiting for a time whereby they can, the conditions on the ground for the assault itself, but also intelligence on the hostages themselves. So, again, I think it was a very good trip for the president, very good for the United States to show strong resolve with Israel. My final point on this is that, you know, as Israel continues to pummel targets from the air in Gaza, they are indeed still preparing for that major ground invasion, but they're just not committed to it yet for, you know, obviously for probably tactical reasons and intelligence reasons. But nonetheless, when the United States shows strong resolve and support of Israel, that's when they are more compelled, effectively so, to show restraint. So they're waiting for not only military conditions, intelligence conditions, but probably some diplomatic conditions as well.
And, of course, all of the protests and everything that transpired after that explosion at the hospital has complicated any kind of hostage negotiation, hasn't it?
It has, significantly. You know, it's complicated not only direct hostage negotiations, say, between Israel and Hamas, but also other outside parties, such as Egypt, such as perhaps in Jordan and other Gulf states that are, frankly, you know, we're very much lined up with the United States. It would also include elements of the Palestinian Liberation Authority as well. So it has become very complicated, but it was, again, clearly that long-range rocket that was fired from Gaza. However, you know, the horse has already left the barn, sorry for the term, but the fact that it has created quite a frenzy in the Middle East right now, stemming clearly against Israel. And so it's just going to take a modicum of time, I think, for that to, I don't want to say the word ease, but I'll use it ease, so that they can now see if there's other ways, other methods, other capabilities to go get those hostages.
Lieutenant General Richard Newton, National Security Contributor for News Nation, as always, appreciate your perspective, sir. Hope you have a good day.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning.
Thank you.